This is Paul Achitoff, Managing Attorney of the Mid-Pacific Office of Earth Justice in Honolulu, Hawaii. You can learn more about us at www.earthjustice.org. You're listening to 21st Century Radio with Dr. Zohara Hieronymus. Aloha.
Aloha to one and all. Welcome back to 21st Century Radio. Joining us for a very short promotion, something we have never done, for a Kickstarter, a project I just learned about this week and which Hieronymus and Company has added our support to, opens their presentation this way. Quote, what if we could preserve the world's most endangered landscapes in 360 video before it's too late? What if we could create a public platform where anyone could access high-resolution footage of these places for free? Here to tell us about it are co-creators David Al-Ibrahim and Saba Singh, a wonderful project that's grown out of their master's research. David, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So for those of us that don't know, Kickstarters are ways to fund projects publicly. You have about 60 hours left to raise $2,000 more of your $12,000 project. Talk to us about how this idea came about.
Absolutely. Well, Saba and I got started on a project where we were experimenting with some data we found that NASA had populated satellite images of the Columbia Glacier in Alaska. And it was pretty striking to watch the documentation over the past 30 years. And we wondered how there's been a lot of interactive and visual data experiences, but what an immersive data experience could feel like if one could experience that from the first person. And so given the advances in virtual reality technology and 360 video, we got started on trying to simulate this. And we ended up having to build models out of that experience because there was no 360 footage of the glacier available.
So the notion is that all of these places that are disappearing, whether from earth changes, war, climate change, that this is a very real urgency from my vantage point. And I love the elegance of it because your notion is to make it a public commons where nobody charges anybody for it, but people from around the world contribute. Why were you both so taken with this notion?
Well, I think that the real opportunity there was there are so many places that are rapidly changing. 360 video is a very immersive experience. One can put a camera into a place like this, and you don't have to point it any direction. It's the entire environment being captured. So scientists can scan footage like this for research purposes. Students can experience being in them. People who cannot travel to these places can see it for the first time. And that's a really compelling notion to us.
Now, both of you, let me talk to Saba for a second and get a woman's perspective. And you both come
Absolutely.
From very different cultures. So, Saba, when you and David, you're both in the same master's program?
Yes, we are. We're currently studying in New York at the School of Visual Arts Interaction Design Program.
Now, you had both been looking at the impact of virtual reality and experimenting with the ways in which this addition to our lives is changing the way we relate to each other and the world. What are some of the things that you're asking or observing?
Right. That's a great question. When we started working on this last year, we realized that just as students, it was hard for us to find such information online. It was hard for us to see and immerse ourselves in so many different environments that have the potential to maybe even change their own situation, global warming being one of them in this case, and we feel like immersive video and people viewing, this content in immersive 360 video could really help them empathize with different issues. Another thing that David and I have spoken about was, a lot of war-torn areas in different parts of the world where people are reading articles and reading text about them, but really how do you get 360 video in there so that people can immerse themselves and really understand and really view the situation and from so many more angles?
So when you looked at a project, which this grew out of, and not every student is going to do a Kickstarter, how did you all sort of take this whole platform? I mean, the platform is enormous, and we shared it with our entire guest list, something we've not done before, because I found the elegance of the notion of preservation of our Earth images as giving us the same way we're talking about with Dr. McKay about staying in touch with our beloveds when they cast off their body. It's almost like being able to stay in touch with the spirit of the earth, even after the earth goes through many changes.
Yes. Well, to start off, we thought that Kickstarter would be a great platform for us to really generate interest in this specific issue. One, because journalism content on Kickstarter has very, very compelling stories, and it attracts the right kind of attention. It attracts attention, especially in the last few months. We've seen projects in conservation and preservation of environment grow a lot more. So we thought that Kickstarter would be a great platform for us to, really find the right kind of attention.
Well, I think it's wonderful. Why don't you give me back to David for a second? And, when I look at these kinds of ideas, people go, well, that's so enormous. These are two kids doing their master's program. How are they going to manage this? Because the truth is, we're talking about something so big. And the beauty of it, as I mentioned, to me, it's an elegant heart outreach to the whole world and to everybody listening to help us preserve the sacredness of our earth. And by showing the 360 video of all these places that are being destroyed by deforestation, or as you pointed out, climate change, or even warfare, we have a better sense of the reality of something, like peeking through the veil of time and space. Are there any questions you all have about what you anticipate and what our audience can do to take part?
Absolutely. I think one of the things we're interested in, this is, as you said, it's a huge idea, and will require, a huge amount of collaboration and participation. We hope that some of the things we can learn on this first expedition are how other people can do something similar and share this content that is both useful and valuable to anyone. So one of the things we'd love to know are, where are the places that others feel that are super essential to be documenting? For those that want to get involved, if other people have questions or insight onto audio recording from 360 audio recording and directional audio feedback, 360 video from both the ground and from the air, we'd love to hear and learn, and we'd really welcome people to go to catalog.earth, which is currently our campaign. You can connect with us through there, and eventually that will be the hosting site to our website and blog, where you'll follow along with the journey.
Well, tonight we don't have much more time, so on another occasion, as you all finish the fundraising, two more days, ladies and gentlemen, in our listening audience, you can get links directly to catalog, catalog.earth, from our website, 21st centuryradio.com, or Zohara, Zohara, online.com. And I hope you all will participate. Contribute $10, $25, $1,000 or more, whatever it is you choose, because this is something we all share in for seven generations down line. And I just want to say, David, to you and Saba, congratulations for really receiving the beauty of something so grandiose and such a heartfelt love towards our earth. And we at Hieronymus and Company look forward to hearing from you when you're in Alaska, and that we can hear from the glacial what it's like to be there. And thank you so much for bringing this to the world.
Thank you so much.
And we look forward to hearing the name that we will be so thankful to accept from you guys for the microphone we bring to the glacier.
Oh, yeah. As you all go to the website, depending on what you give, there's little things you get in return. And we got the access to name a microphone. And I said to David, well, if you're up there in Alaska, let's call it White Wolf. To everybody in the listening audience, please check this out and stay with us as we return to Matthew McKay and his beautiful book about his son Jordan and their journey. And when we come back, in between, you can go to www.catalog.earth. That's catalog.earth. And then we'll be back to Seeking Jordan with Dr. Matthew McKay.